Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's show. This week's show is called Unite Uniquely, Divinely You. And this week, around my kitchen table, we'll be discussing what it is to be a true individual and the value of being uniquely, divinely, incomparably you. I keep stumbling on that word. I'll be talking to my dear friend Shelley Wilson about standing in the power of who we are and recognizing our own unique place within the whole. How it is our very uniqueness that is required as part of the greater plan. I will also be sharing my latest guidance to uplift and inspire us all to dare to be different, to be our greatest selves. So please come and join us today as we raise vibrations across the nations and across the world. So, hello, Shelley, my darling.
Hi, Claire. I'm so delighted to have a conversation with you today.
Welcome. It's lovely, lovely to have you back on my show. So, you've been doing exciting things, haven't you? You've started a wonderful new show of your own.
I absolutely did. It launched last week, and it is called Incomparably Comparable. So what it talks about is the idea how we are all part of the one while we're celebrating our uniqueness. And I think that is so very important that we can recognize that.
Yeah, and it's time to shine. I mean, my writing has been saying for a long time, it's time to shine. And people say to me, what does that mean, it's time to shine? Well, it's about turning up your own inner flame, your own brightness. And no one can do it for you. It has to come from within. So you have to dare to be you. And we were just saying before we came on air that it's a question of courage, isn't it?
Most definitely, because, you know, shining that light, being who we are, letting go of what doesn't serve us really can be scary at times. There can be some fear involved, but that's okay. That's part of this experience.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the you know yourself to be is the one that sits comfortably with all those around you, you know, with your family, with your workmates, with your friends. And to dare to be something different than that, you know, takes courage, because it's going to be not always met with support. Because people they don't want you to upset the status quo. So people don't always encourage you to be your greatest if it means that you maybe move away from them or that you change something about you. But on the journey to really to your own true greatness, it has to be that you step beyond what other people's expectations and limitations are about you.
That is definitely true. And, you know, first I have to say what a gift it has been since I first connected with you and how our relationship is developing. You know, it's one of those things when we trust, when universe, God's consciousness brings people into our lives, and then you realize, wow, these people really are reflections of who I am and where I'm at in this moment.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. I couldn't have put it better myself. It is, and we are. We found ourselves at exactly the same point, haven't we?
Yes.
Where it's wonderful to be there to encourage each other to step beyond, to move up into that higher realm of who you know you can be, you know, regardless of what your day-to-day living is and the status quo that is around you. So I have a wonderful piece of writing that I received on the 27th of December of last year. But I think this sums up very, very succinctly what we're talking about. So if you'd like to perhaps take a few moments, if you can close your eyes, if you possibly can, and get into a sort of relaxed meditative state, and I shall just read this and see how the words settle. You have all got a great deal to be grateful for the gift of life on planet Earth is the most incredible gift of all. Your presence in the world is your gift to the world. Be the greatest present. Be the greatest you can be. Shine as brightly as can be and bring the glorious light of your life into the hearts and minds of your fellow mankind. Share your love, share your hope, share your wisdom, share your grace, share yourself. Be yourself. You came to be a unique individual. Now dare to be just that. No one else came to be you, so do not try to be anyone else. Do not try to be like them, better than them, lesser than them, or even equal to them, for you have come to be yourself. You are supposed to be you, and no one else can do what you have come to do, for only you are truly you. You are not here by accident. You are here by design. Your uniqueness is what is required as part of the greater plan. Decide what your life will be and design it and live it accordingly. Other people may have opinions and ideas of how or why or what or when you should be or do anything, but they are merely trying to guide and provide you with direction as an interpretation of what they think or feel your life and actions could or should be. Be yourself. Be better than other people's expectations of you. Be kinder, more loving, more compassionate, and more understanding. Be brighter, more positive and creative, more tolerant and patient. Be the greatest you can be. Be grateful and be gracious. Release yourself from all the false limitations you have been fed and that fill your head. Drop into the fullness of your heart and swim free in the realm of all possibility. Embrace every opportunity as a moment for expansion and for you to grow and go beyond everything you have previously known or believed. Set yourself free to be everything your heart and soul have come to be. You are an incredible being of pure love and light, a treasure to behold. May your gift to the world be your true greatness, which is waiting to unfold.
Beautiful.
There. It is rather gorgeous.
It is very gorgeous.
It makes so much sense. I mean, everybody has come for a reason, and everybody is equal. You know, we're all parts of the same whole. It's not that some people have come to do great things and other people have just come to be menial people. It's that each individual soul that is here has come to do something very special. So even if your everyday life, I think, can be a routine job or what you could consider something sort of mundane, that doesn't have to be the entirety of who you are. You can still maintain your unique individuality. Like Nelson Mandela, when he was imprisoned, I mean, he said that he was never imprisoned, because in his mind, he was always free. So I think as long as you understand that your uniqueness should be remain alive and well in your head, regardless of what your apparent outward appearance is, maybe. What do you think of that?
I agree. And I just pulled up a quote by Osho that absolutely states that in a different way. And this is the basis of my show. And it says, nobody is superior, nobody is inferior, but nobody is equal either. People are simply unique, incomparable. You are you, I am I. I have to contribute my potential to life. You have to contribute your potential to life. I have to discover my own being. You have to discover your own being.
Fantastic. Oh, fantastic. That's a lovely quote.
Yes. And so we are all having this human life experience that is intended for who we are.
Yeah, exactly. But it takes It takes time. I'm 53 now. It's taken me, you know, up until this point to be able to sit here and to speak out to the world and share my writing, share who I am. And it does take an element of courage, as we were saying earlier on, to dare to be yourself, to dare to be your full self, doesn't it?
It does. And I feel like, you know, we were talking about this earlier too, Claire, about moving out of that caterpillar stage into that butterfly.
Yeah.
And sometimes we revert back to being that caterpillar every now and again, and that's okay. But we are all evolving and shifting with every experience that we have.
Yeah, it's true. And that you're right, you don't have to permanently stay as one thing or the other. Because real life comes along, you know, and much like you, you know, I'm a mom and we have things to do and you've got day-to-day jobs, you know, day-to-day reality. But as long as you keep in your head that you have visions and that you know what you're going to bring to the world, that there is more to your life than you've allowed it to be so far. You know, you don't give up on it just because of the day-to-day routine of what your world is. It's all right to be a caterpillar from time to time because it's what we all have to do. It's about learning to be down here. But then we also have to remember that we've come to be the butterflies as well. And then you have the overview and can get that greater perspective on life.
I agree for sure.
So, in fact, in your lovely book, after the break, we'll come back and hopefully you can tell us about your book. Because there's a caterpillar and a butterfly that express the whole of the journey of your wonderful book, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely.
So I think that's not by chance either. It's all about time to emerge, isn't it? We've had the cocoon, we've had the cocoon, and now it's time. I mean, people will know yourself. You've been, I think globally, we've all been in this cocoon period. And now it is time to wake up and realize it's time to expand, transform. Come on, come out, show your uniqueness to the world.
And shine.
So after the break, we'll hear more from you, Shelley.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist. Born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, welcome back. So, Shelley.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us a little about your book, my darling?
Sure. Well, my book, Journey into Consciousness, and the subtitle is One Woman's Story of Spiritual Awakening with Tools to Assist You on Your Own Journey, talks about my wake up, my journey into consciousness. And the first section is that caterpillar stage. It's that time when I was in that period of learning and growing and evolving and stepping into who I am. The second area is evolving into that butterfly stage, where I talk about my awakening to the present moment when the book came out and all of that development, psychic development, mediumistic development, as well as personal development that I went through. And then the third section offers tips and tools for others on their journey. So absolutely, the butterfly going into the chrysalis, the caterpillar going into the chrysalis, into the butterfly, is something that is illustrated both symbolically with images as well as with words throughout this book. And on the back of the book, and this is also that segue in the book where I transition, it says, I felt like a beautiful butterfly emerging from a long dormant cocoon. I was on the cusp of something new and exciting, and I could feel the power of what was to come, my journey into consciousness.
Oh, fantastic. Lovely, lovely. So, have you always known that you were uniquely you?
I definitely felt different. And, you know, just growing up, I was a very shy kid, kind of an awkward kid, kind of nerdy, but in a, you know, loving way when I say that, because I was the smart kid who liked to read. But I felt very much out of place with my peers, you know, and looking back, I know that I was very sensitive and very unique. And the thing that I've realized along the way that, you know, socializing, things like that, at the time probably wasn't my forte. And, you know, I remember feeling very lonely and not belonging. But I also know, too, that all of those experiences helped me with who I am today and helped me with the work that I do with assisting others on this journey.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you get to a certain stage where, I mean, the beauty of hindsight is amazing, isn't it? It's powerful. You can look back and understand why certain things happened. And so you have to remember, this is what I think is one of the strengths of getting older, is that you do know that there will become a point when you can look back at where you are right now and see the learning in it, see the wisdom, see the benefit of what's happened. And when you're younger, you can't. You're just, you know, firefighting situations all the time and just like, you know, these people don't like me, or this is happening over there. And when you get older, you can look back and say, well, they weren't the right crowd. Obviously, you weren't supposed to be going there. You weren't supposed to be running with them. But I think when you're younger, you want to join in, don't you? You want to be part of the group.
Yes, you want to be the one that's picked.
You do.
You know, in gym class, I didn't play sports. I was not very athletic, but I just always remember, you know, I was the one that got picked last. And maybe it's because I wasn't athletic or good at things, or maybe I didn't like doing it, so I wasn't picked and they were picking up on that. But, you know, when we look at all of that scenario and, you know, our need for people in our lives, our need for relationships, I know how important it is that we have people to support us, people to connect with us, to listen to us, and, you know, vice versa. We have to have those people in our life.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely. But it can be such a hard journey when you're not quite the same as other people and, you know, and you want to be. That's the thing. It's about having this courage to be who you are. When you're younger, you don't seem to have the option necessarily to. Some people are very good at it. I mean, I had hundreds of food allergies. I still have. And so I never fitted in a general crowd, like you're saying, because I can't drink alcohol. So that's not the only reason. What I'm saying is,
right.
Like when you're at college, everyone's out partying and they're all drinking alcohol. And I can't do that. And I was at school and I can't eat lots of just very, very basic foods, like, you know, pasta and cakes and breads and biscuits. And so there's a lot of reasons why I can't join in with normal life, as it were, when you go out as a group and you're sort of on the outside of the group. It's like, well, let's all go and have ice cream. Actually, I'm allergic to ice cream. Let's go and do this. Let's go and do that. And so it's a sense of not being able to join in because of your difference. But then as I've gone on in life, I found that part of my sensitivities, I went to see a homeopath years and years ago who said to me, you must be psychic. And this was in my psychic denial period.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, no, I'm not psychic. I'm just, you know, extremely sensitive. And he said, yes, but you can't be this sensitive on the physical plane and not have it reflect onto the higher levels as well, that I guarantee that you are psychic. But as I said, when I was younger, I didn't want to own that uniqueness. I didn't want to be that. So I sort of fought against what part of my uniqueness was. And then in later life, I've discovered, of course, that my sensitivities are what now allow me to be who I am, because I am, right. Have the sensitivities. And my children, they're both now 19 and 21, and they've inherited my allergies. So as much as I didn't want them to, because it's problematic with fitting in everyday life, they too are very sensitive, and they get a lot of other stuff. And so they're growing into understanding. They have a better understanding of being different to the normal running crowd, just because you can't join in with what you eat and drink and do. But it's about understanding that if you're not supposed to be that, it's not that you're wrong, that you are different, and then you have to see that your difference is going to be good, don't you?
Right. Yes, and you know what I'm hearing and feeling as you're saying that too, I believe that as souls that we choose who our parents are, we choose our experiences, we choose what will, what our lessons are. And so immediately I'm feeling, you know, our children chose us on a soul level to be their parents. And so no doubt that part of that experience for them, you know, they're learning from you and how you've coped so that they can cope. Well, and it may or may not be passed on, of course, to their children, but it could be.
Yeah, it's true. But also, you're absolutely right, because, you know, I've said to my children so many times, oh, I'm so sorry that you've got my allergies. And my son always just says, Mom, you know, stop it.
He said, don't apologize.
It's not a problem. He said, A, it's not your fault, but it's not a problem. He said, you've had a perfectly good life. And because I'm very fortunate, because my husband's a chef.
Yes.
So he has very good understanding of food and nutrition and sort of protects us from the real world by creating this amazing food that we can eat. So we all feel absolutely fine at home. And when we go out, he's like the food police and make sure that we're not poisoned and what have you.
Right.
But so they've grown up with a very different understanding. For me, when I was 14, my allergies came on when I had my BCG jab, mm-hmm. you know, which is your inoculation that you have. And it just triggered all these allergies for me. But my worst allergy is soybeans. Mm. And my children are as well. So, you know, so there's masses and masses of things I haven't been able to have. But right now, with what's coming out with, you know, all the latest scientific studies on things like soybean is really, really bad for you. It can be. And, you know, there's all these damaging things. So in many ways, our allergies have been like a protection. Because loads of the food chains that are coming up that are contaminated are the food chains that we can't eat. Mm-hmm. So they have a very different understanding, as you say, of what their uniqueness is. They think it's a protection. It's just, okay, yes. You can't join in and do everything else. But on the other hand, we're not quite made like that. We're just different. And they have a different confidence about it.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And I think, you know, with everything, awareness is essential. Education is essential. And once again, how we choose to respond to what's happening is important.
Yeah, it's true. I had a girlfriend once. I went and I met up with her for a long walk. And she was a great girlfriend, but she'd been out for a very boozy lunch with some girlfriends before we went for this walk. And when you don't drink, you get very aware of how people behave when they do drink.
Yes, exactly.
So we'd gone for this walk and I was talking about something about one of my paintings and my sort of otherworldly stuff, you know, hence the lot of spiritual connection that comes with me is who I am. And she just got on a drunken rant like people can do and just said, oh, you're just so weird. You are. You're just such a weirdo. And blah, 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 and blah, blah. There's nothing special about you. You're just really weird and strange. And I could just remember standing there looking at her, and it just sort of one of those moments in time where it was just like frozen. And I was just like, my God, is that what everybody thinks I am, really? Is that what they think? And the next day I spoke to another friend who said to me, you have to erase that from your mind. And from this point forward, you have to take weirdness, strangeness, all of those words, and replace them with uniqueness.
Yeah.
Just, you have to just embrace your uniqueness. And it's just like other people can always find horrible words to describe your uniqueness. And this is where you have to be courageous. You have to be able to stand and say, I am unique, you know, and we're not all designed to fit in. We're supposed to stand out. And yet it is your uniqueness and you have to embrace it like that.
I agree. And, you know, everything is a matter of our perception anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Totally. You know, it's just like it was that moment where I thought, oh, does everybody think I'm weird? And then now I don't care whether everyone thinks I'm weird, because I'm just like, well, I am who I am and I can own it. And it's about, you know, this year I think there's a lot about this, of people having to stand up and own, you know, what you believe about yourself and you know about yourself to be yourself, even if it's something that you haven't dared to tell your close friends and family, you know, that actually this is a dream that I've been holding and I want to do this. Well, this year is the time to bring it out of the closet, empty those closets, Shelley, and put it on the table and tell people, this is who I really am, this is what I'd really like to do. Yeah. You know, dare to do it. This is the year, isn't it?
It is. And I think, you know, it's, first of all, it's hard to believe that today's January 13th, that we're 13 days into this new year. But we recognize, too, linear speaking with calendars, that, you know, there is only designated 365 days in a year. And that's why we start fresh. But it is a great time to, as the end of the year happens, to let go of what doesn't serve us anymore, that what doesn't work. And whether it is, you know, going through relationships, really feeling into them, allowing us to step back, observe, or actually going through changes in our life or items in our home. And I was telling you earlier, and I love the segue, I'm going through closets, I'm going through cabinets, I'm clearing out what I no longer need. And it's really funny because it doesn't take but a moment for me to say yes or no, keep or donate or trash or something. I'm not attached to that, which I find it very interesting. I'm not sure, you know, how much items that I will choose to go through, or if it'll just be, you know, clothes and a few things like that. But I think even that gesture opens up the door for new energy.
Yeah, definitely. Because you're throwing out things that maybe used to define you, you know, but no longer do. And in this moving into finding who you are now and allowing yourself to evolve into the new you, and to dare to be the unique you, you know, you open up a closet and you think, well, I'm not going to wear that anymore. I used to love that. That used to be my favorite jacket back then when that was me. But now, you know, look at it and think, oh, I could have a new jacket. I could be a new me.
Yes.
You can pass it on to someone else, that can be their new beginning. That can be their new them, by you donating that piece of clothing. And so it goes round and round and round.
It absolutely does.
So after the break, we'll come back and I'll read you a lovely piece of writing I've got from the 11th of the 1st.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon. A true story of love beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
So, welcome back. Actually, I'm going to read you a piece now that came on the 8th of the 1st. And this one says, 'Tis time to fly, to open your heart and soar on the wings of expansion and trust. Take to the skies and realize all your wildest dreams. See what it means to achieve your goals, to actively put into play all your heart has been longing to say as an outward expression of the gold in your soul. 'Tis time for the greatest part of your story to be told, and your most exciting and successful future to unfold. 'Tis outstretched before you like a wonderful, magical landscape, bathed in glorious golden light. Keep your own vibration high and fly there with a spectacular overview of the beauty and scale of all that you see. Believe in yourself and open your wings, for your leap of faith is where it begins. The universe will support you with great love and provide the wind beneath your wings. Now is when it begins.
Beautiful. And we all should spread our wings, shouldn't we?
We should. And as you're saying, this is the new point. This is a point of new beginning. It's the turn of the season. Light is starting to come back to the world in the Northern Hemisphere. It's about rebirthing. You know, the whole of Christmas is about rebirth. And here we are.
Yes.
It's open your wings and dare to be that bigger one. You know, it's the leap of faith is where it begins. You know, with because with courage, you have to dare to leap. You know, with courage comes confidence. You have to have the courage to do it to begin with.
Yes, and as you're saying that, I'm going to go ahead and share. You know, you were talking before we went to the last break about going through old things, old clothes, that kind of thing. And I'll tell you, I was looking at pictures last week that were about 15 years old. And I was looking at myself and thinking, wow, oh, to be that age again. Oh, to be that size again. Oh, to be that. But then the more that I felt into it, I thought, but I wasn't happy. And I didn't have the confidence that I have now. And I wouldn't trade the physical for the mental, the emotional, the spiritual aspect. And I think, you know, the more that we can just evolve into what we are becoming, being uniquely, divinely who we are, being incomparably comparable, shining our light, and having the power to do so, we are all creating that ripple effect throughout our lives, throughout other people's lives, and it just feels really nice.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Instead of that looking backwards and thinking you've got to fit some sort of profile of how you should look and what you should be, as you say, only you know yourself how you are feeling inside and the journey that you've been on to arrive where you're at now. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, so many people say, oh my God, to be 21 again. You think, all the angst, all the unknowing, you know, yeah, maybe physically look like you're 21 again, but, you know, there's got to be beauty and grace with wisdom, you know, and wisdom comes with experience. And therefore, allow your body to reflect some experience that you've gained. You know, I love it when people have lined faces and you can read, you know, they're like maps of the journey of their life and their expressions. A girlfriend said to me once when I said, oh, my God, I've got all these sort of like massive lines across my forehead. She said, oh, no, it's an Australian girlfriend. She said, oh, no, you must never not like them. She said, they're your awe lines.
Oh,
I said all lines. She goes, yeah. Well, you go, look at that. And she said, because you do, you're going through life with your eyes wide open, saying, "Wasn't it amazing?" And she said, you should never be ashamed if that shows on your face.
Yeah.
So, I think part of the whole pressure to have, like, you know, the whole Botox, the whole youthful face, is just going in the wrong direction. Because, as you say, with that youth comes ignorance and comes anxiety. And if you think just by wiping out the lines on your face, you're going to, you know, get rid of all that. You're wrong. What you're going to do is get rid of half your personality and the bit that people want to know. They want to see your uniqueness. They don't want to see you have the same nose as the person down the road or the person on the telly, or, you know, they want to see what is you.
I agree. And, you know, hearing you say that too, I know that some people that obviously there's deeper feelings, deeper emotions where they feel like that's important. And sometimes, you know, in the industry, the movie industry, TV industry and such, they feel like it's imperative so that they're not overlooked. And, you know, I'm just feeling, you know, each person has a choice, of course.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what works for someone else may not work for other people. But I really have to acknowledge, you know, with the invent of the internet and with Photoshop and everything else, I think a lot of what we see is not realistic, of course.
Yes.
You know, and so that sometimes plays a role in our psyche and how we view things. But I think a healthy dose of, you know, let's just go within. Let's, you know, look through our eyes without seeing a mirror or looking at another or things like that, and just, you know, allow ourselves to have these experiences that we're having and to approach it in each moment. You know, I like to say too, these emotions that we feel are so essential. And some days I wake up feeling a little funky, you know, a little emotional, and it's time to step into, you know, really feeling what I'm feeling and asking those questions. Why am I feeling this? What's going on? Is it something internal? Is it something external? Is it something I have control of or not? And all of that is what makes us uniquely you as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. So is that, instead of trying to conform to an expected norm or what is projected, as you say, which isn't even a normality, it's distorted, as you say, with Photoshop. Mm-hmm. And I have a huge amount of compassion for the actors and actresses, because now we have the super HD.
Yes.
You know, so who wants?
They're close.
Yeah, who wants a magnifying glass right up at your crow's feet? I totally understand. I mean, if that was my role, then I would probably be the first one, you know, to trundle off and say, help, make me look 10 years younger. And it's a very unforgiving industry. But it's such a minute part of what, of the world. Do you know what I mean? You travel to places like India and Africa and Nepal, you go meet people who have real faces and just live in the real world. It's just a difference. There's different pressures on people all around the place, but I absolutely hear you. It's you know, my heart goes out to those ones under the microscope. But also then, you know, people then, there's a lot of self-judgment comes in and think, I couldn't be me. I couldn't really be me because I don't look this way and I don't look that way, you know. And it's another reason that develops layers of people hiding and keeping your uniqueness inside, because you don't think you fit a particular formula for what you are allowed to be, to be, express yourself uniquely.
You know, and whether we look at our physical aspect or begin delving into our belief system, you know, we can go back to being perceived as weird or different or things like that. You know, a lot of that plays a role too, because depending on where we live, where we're located, the culture around us, other people's beliefs and things like that, it can very much affect, of course, how we feel, how we perceive it, if we allow it to.
Yeah, very much. Definitely. You know, we're very fortunate to be, I live, you know, in the south of England, and, you know, we have a very open society here, but you can travel to different parts of the world where they don't have the beauty and freedom to express themselves as women like we do. You know, we're very, very fortunate.
Yes.
So, as you say, we understand that, so we can express ourselves. So we have to be here to lead by example. That's what I think, is that we have to give hope to and a voice to the feminine wisdom that is held within, that all women have it. You know, it's a divine right of all women to use your sixth sense, you know, and men as well. But not everybody's allowed to access it or to speak about it, but they can certainly develop it within themselves, even if you're not speaking it outside. And I'm sure there's a lot of very, very powerful people out there behind closed doors, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, what I find too is that when people do start talking about it and they have the courage, because once again, it takes courage to express who they are, what they believe in, whether it's political beliefs, religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs, whatever it may be. I just think that it's more inviting for others to disclose their own beliefs also.
Yeah, definitely. So revealing yourself, you know, in an environment where you can trust. Like, you know, we've often said before, if you have a gathering of people, of like-minded people, you can dare to express parts of your personality that you've actually possibly held back from another crowd that you thought would be more judgmental. And encourages other people to show their vulnerability, because it is, it's that courage. Again, you have to dare to express something which you feel vulnerable about. But it's time to do that. Times are changing. You know, there's a lot of energetic support for you to listen to that inner voice and dare to bring that forward, because that is what you've come to do. You've come, no one's come to paint your picture, dance your dance, sing your song. You know, you have to do it yourself and understand that everybody has a powerful point of view, that they have something to bring to the world. There is nobody here by accident.
No, we all chose at this time to be here.
Yeah. And it's a really powerful moment to be here. If you stand there and you know, it's very easy to actually stand on the edge of it and go, oh my God, did we really choose to come back at this time? You know, because the chaos, the confusion, the pain, the hurt, everything that's going on in the world. And think, no, we did. We've chosen to come back right now. And as I was telling you earlier on, Shelley, my dad always used to say, if you take life too seriously, you've missed the point. And that you have this choice. You can stand there and see it all as doom and gloom, or see, well, that is one reality. And maybe I've come to make a difference. I've come to actually, you know, bring some grace in this time of turmoil. Perhaps I've come to bring some extra love and compassion, you know, and wisdom and joy. Because you can always, you know, try and find a smile in even in dark times. You can be the one who has come to make the difference in the dark times. You know, don't just give up on the dark times. See that you may be the light that's come to make that difference in people's worlds.
Yes, and I think that your dad is a very wise man.
Yeah, he was. Sadly, he left the planet way too young. But yeah, his wisdom lives on.
Yes, it does.
So after the break, we'll come back and I'll read you my final piece of guidance for today.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon. A true story of love beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
So, welcome back after that break. Yes, I have one last piece of writing that I'll read you today. So, if you've got a moment to close your eyes and just sit and relax, here we go. 'Tis time to emerge as the spectacular cosmic being that you truly are. To open your magnificent mighty wings and to fly to places beyond the sky. You are a magical butterfly of the universe. Embrace this as your new reality and release all attachment to your caterpillar days. For this new, incredible you is the natural evolution of your gestation phase. Halcyon days lay ahead, so make haste and make hay while the sun shines brightly on all that you think and do. Take to the skies and realize all you have come to do. Your soul's mission and your heart's true goals are now clearly visible and effortlessly achievable from your elevated position on high. By raising your own vibrations, you have completed your own germination and gestation, accelerated your own progression, and activated the ignition of a powerful chain reaction which will greatly benefit you all.
Beautiful.
So there we go. It's begun. You've started. You've lit that chain reaction. There's no getting back in the box and being the smaller you now.
No, we're stepping into who we are.
Exactly.
Fully and freely.
And I love the idea that it said that now, once you've opened your wings and you fly, you have the benefit of this beautiful overview. You know, and that's such a better perspective than the caterpillar.
Yes.
You know, everything you encounter seems to be insurmountable. You know, you either have to eat your way through it as a caterpillar, or you've got a mighty climb. But when you're the butterfly and you can have this overview, you know, all problems seem small, you know, and your whole world opens up.
And it's all a matter of being in the moment too, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's where it actually is, isn't it? So, you know, I love this idea that you have to be incomparably comparable. You know, be the butterfly with unique markings, but be that butterfly, the bigger you.
So. And allowing yourself to just feel okay, to know that it's perfect, because as we do that, as we embrace our aliveness and we navigate this waters of our experience that we're having, we each step into who we are, and it's just amazing.
Absolutely. So I think that's what your new show's about, isn't it?
It is, Incomparably Comparable. And I have to say, I'm so excited to have you join me for the show that will be airing today.
Fantastic.
I know it can also be listened to later, of course, but what we're going to talk about today is you're going to convey and share ways to weave the magical strands of healing and creativity to form the energetic fabric of creating Equilarium. This is something that has a gift been given to you, and you're expanding on it.
I have indeed. And that's going to be wonderful. I look forward to that conversation, because this is part about being individually, uniquely, divinely me. That it's a vision that I've had from 17 years ago, and it's about daring to speak that truth and believe in it with such passion that I'm going to make it happen. And it is happening, and it's like a snowball. It's gaining and gaining. But it's about me having come to that understanding that only I can bring this project, because I have the vision of it, and I can feel it through. And I can link with other people and share my vision by daring to be me and daring to actually put a voice to that vision and, you know, and actively make it happen.
And it's happening as we speak, isn't it?
It is happening as we speak. And it's a very, very exciting project. And, you know, it's going to be a high vibration, holistic healing center and education center. And it's going to be, you know, like no other building there has been so far on Earth. I mean, I've, you know, channeled a lot of guidance about what the building is going to be, how it's going to be constructed. It's a mighty beacon of hope for all of humanity. It's a spiritual unification point where all the world's religions will be represented and come to be, you know, united in the actual fabric of this building, and the coming together of all the various aspects of artisans and cultures from the world. It'll be unified to create a powerful point of vibrational healing for the whole planet, unifying mankind as one species, as one united whole. This is designed to be a mighty heart chakra, really. It's going to be a heart mm-hmm. center, a heart chakra building. So, yeah, it's pretty unique.
Well, that sounds exciting. And, you know, your book, too, I'm just going to talk about that, One from the Heart. You know, this is being birthed from the heart chakra. It is all about the heart chakra, the healing energy, the love vibration.
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. I forget to refer to my book, which is actually is called One from the Heart, and it's self-named. It said, One from the Heart, right from the start, were the words I bade you wrote. Do you still not know, since all those years ago, it's as true today as it was then? Because it's about coming from the heart. And so this being unique, like we're saying, to be uniquely divinely you, is expressing yourself from the heart, from your heart. Nobody has your heart, and all hearts can unite and become one. When you speak from your heart, it's the heads that are caught up in separation, division, derision, whatever. It all comes from the head. So to come from the heart is, you know, is an incredible place to start.
Yes, and I think that, you know, we can definitely feel the vibrational difference when we feel that energy of the heart versus our root chakra, the heaviness of fear, and sometimes even our humanness, you know, because sometimes that's where we revert to.
There's a massive rumbling going on. Can you hear that?
I don't know. Let me check.
It's root chakra rumbling.
Yes.
So... that's it, gone. Are you still there? Hello? Are you still there, Shelley?
Yes, I'm here.
Good, because it suddenly cut off. I lost you. So, yes, we've got this rumbling going on. Yes, I totally agree. It's coming from the heart chakra. And raising vibrations is about coming from higher chakra rather than your base fear, your base fight or flight, your survival mode is to be operating from the higher, more trusting chakras. So you can choose to operate from the head or from the heart. So are you back with us, Shelley?
Yes. Everything's about choice, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So choose to be you. Choose to be unique. Choose to be individual. But choose to be better than you have been before. Choose to be better than other people have said you could be. You know, choose to be your greatest selves and be like my guidance said, be the greatest gift you've come to be to the world, that your presence is the gift, and see that you are of value, divinely, uniquely you. You are exactly who you're meant to be and that you've come to be that. So let go of self-judgment, self-criticism, and embrace the fact that you are exactly who you are meant to be, and you're exactly where you're meant to be, always at the right time. So it's letting go of your need to control, just surrender to the idea that you actually are you and that you're here to do what you've come to do.
And just allow yourself to shine your light and to be incomparably comparable.
Absolutely. Choose to be that. See that is your greatest gift, is to be incomparably comparable, rather than trying to fit in. I think we're supposed to stand out now. The fitting in has gone before. The new fitting in is called standing out.
I definitely agree with that.
So, on your show, you're going to have a range of wonderful people come and back that up as ideas. And I look forward to having you back along on my show in a few months' time and finding out what you've learned on your journey with your new show. Would you like to do that?
Absolutely. I would love to join you.
Fantastic. So then we can give both our audiences the benefit of your wisdom and your experience.
And likewise, I would love to have you return once we can do our show today.
Well, that would be fantastic. Okay, so that just remains for me to say thank you so much, Shelley, for joining us today. It's been absolutely wonderful having you here.
Well, thank you once again, Claire, for this amazing opportunity.
It's a complete pleasure. And you can find Shelley's books. She's got three beautiful books. You've got 28 Days to a New You, Connect to the You Within, and Journey into Consciousness. And they're all available in paperback and on ebook, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay. And where can they find those?
You can go to Amazon.com or you could go to ShelleyRWilson.com, and that's my website. I also have pages on Facebook for each of the books and Shelley Wilson page as well. The URL is Intuitive Medium Shelley.
Fantastic. And you can find all that information on the show profile page of this week's show on the Om Times website. So I will be posting that on the Equilarium FM Facebook page, and along with the guidance that I've read today, I'll be posting that there. So you can find that for future reference. Or you can also find that on my website, which is www.clairejohnson.eu. I have a latest writings page, and you can click on there and find all the guidance that I've received over the last 3 years. Every piece is there. So you can read that at your own leisure. And yes, so we want to say to the world, thank you for listening. Stay golden. And namaste, Diddies. Namaste, Shelley, darling.
Namaste.